going to visit a small town in western Pennsylvania now that's worried about losing steel jobs. Several hundred people work for NLMK in Farrell, Pennsylvania. This is a Russian-owned steel mill that uses Russian steel, and so it's being hit by a 25% tariff. This mill is in an area that backed President Trump, and so its fate really speaks to the complicated politics around the president's trade policies. Here's NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid.
Dan Moore is one of those guys who voted for President Obama in 2008 and 2012, but he became enamored with Donald Trump's promise to bring back jobs and renegotiate trade deals.
Right now there's a pretty fair amount of uncertainty with the steel tariffs.
I meet Moore near the entrance to the NLMK steel mill about an hour before he's got to get to work inside. He's wearing a Donald Trump hat, a souvenir he picked up at the inauguration. He gives the president an A-plus on a lot of things, but he's not so sure about tariffs.
Tariffs, they may help some people, but they're going to hurt a lot of people, too. I don't know exactly how you balance that.
NLMK, where he works, depends on steel from Russia, and it wants to import 3 million tons a year.
It's kind of like, okay, well, we need tariffs, but when it starts to impact the company where you work for, now you're like, whoa, wait a minute, time out. Let's take a closer look at this.
Do you at all regret your vote?
No, I don't regret my vote, because I certainly think President Trump was the better candidate.
Plus, he thinks the president is receptive to feedback.
I have plans to write a letter to President Trump, maybe a personal phone call.
Moore says if he can get the president's ear, maybe he could convince him to give NLMK an exemption. The company officially applied for an exemption with the Commerce Department in March, but that application is still pending. Moore says he thought tariffs would help the country, but now he's just nervous about his own future.
You know, every day I have to try to stay focused on the job, but you have that question in your mind, how much longer do I have before I get my pink slip?
As we walk, we pass boarded up storefronts and dilapidated houses. Up the road from NLMK, I meet Farrell's city manager, Michael Cece. He sounds glum. He says he doesn't know if the company can stay in business with a 25% steel tariff. And if it doesn't, that would crush the city financially.
I would not figuratively, but literally, leave the keys on the desk. The lights will get turned off when the power doesn't get paid, and that's it.
Cece says a quarter of the city's revenue comes directly from NLMK through property taxes and income taxes. And he's frustrated because Farrell has had a hard time, and now life in the city finally seemed to be getting a tad better with NLMK.
We've gotten 700 great jobs, high-paying jobs at this mill. It's really helping. It's a spark of life, and now you're going to change the rules again and make us start over again?
NLMK's argument is that it can't find enough steel to work with in the U.S., so it imports it from Russia to produce coils in Pennsylvania. But it's an argument that's up for debate. Tariff supporters say it's true, maybe right now there is not enough domestic steel, but that's changing precisely because of the tariffs. And critics are skeptical NLMK would really shut down. They say the company is exaggerating the supply problems because it wants to continue buying cheaper steel from Russia. In a statement to NPR, the company strongly denied it's doing this. The Commerce Department will ultimately decide who's right. Bill Almashi, though, who also works at the mill, just hopes he doesn't lose his job.
If it would go down because they don't get the exemption, this will be the third steel mill I've closed.
I meet Almashi in a park with his daughter. He tells me he's worked at two other mills. One went bankrupt, the other moved most of its jobs to Mexico. Along the way, he lost his home, his pension, and his 401k.
A lot of steel in America is gone. Basically, our politicians failed us.
Almashi says Americans need to get back to buying American products. And so when he first heard about President Trump's tariffs, he liked the idea. He told me he still does, but he doesn't understand why his company should get punished for importing steel.
Even if they're foreign-owned, but they have a factory in this country and they're employing American workers, to me, that's an American company.
To Almashi, exempting this Russian-owned steel mill from the tariffs would be putting America first. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Farrell, Pennsylvania.